Reish Beis Hilchas Birchas HaPeiris Sif Aleph Al Kol Peiris Ilun Levach B'tchila Boi Priyates. One makes a Boi Priyates on every fruit Chutz Min HaYayin. Yayin is also a Priyates because that's the classic way of eating a grape. So Mitzad Adin, if it wouldn't be for the fact that it's a special Mashke, we would make Boi Priyates on wine. But since it has a Chashib, it's Chazal or Mesakin to make on this Boi Priyagef. Whether it's fresh wine, or it's cooked wine, whether it has some flavoring spices mixed into it, as long as it's still considered wine, you make a boy priyagof. The Ramo says, you added beer to your wine, also you go by the majority. Anything that gets mixed into the wine, you go by the majority, provided it's still drinkable. If it's not drinkable, then it loses the status of wine. And if it's water, then you could add a lot more water. Today's wines are weak. So most wines, you can't even add 49% water because it'll taste like punch. It says the Ramavim, Roiv, Sheikhim, Abel, Shako. If the majority is beer, then you make a Shako. It's preferable not to add any water to your grape juice if possible, because there are opinions that hold that grape juice is not made to be mixed with anything, and therefore you cannot count the liquids that you add to it as part of your grape juice. You need to ask a shayla.